All right.
Zippity doo dah.
Playing it. Keep playing it.
Scream? I didn't even notice. I'm getting hard on.
I think at the very, very end. I had to time the song better. But I thought it'd be a good song for you to fuck your wife to.
Fuck, she's an animal?
No, just because she's so, like, white. And you'd be like, I want to fuck you. I want
to
fuck you like an animal.
Embarrassing thing happened today. My wife left to go to the gym. And then I got busy. And I went to jerk off. And I jerked off. And she came home. And then I was in the shower. And she's like, what, don't you want to have sex? And I just jerked off like 10 minutes before.
So what'd you do? Call the pool boy in?
Yeah, right. Tomas, these hedges also need some trimming.
She never wants to fuck you that late in the day, does she?
It's like 10 o'clock.
And she got a little jacked up from the being at the gym?
Yeah, from the elliptical. Really gets the old cooter juicy.
Maybe she's got a lesbian thing going in.
Yep, wouldn't be the first time. By the way, before we get to the guest, I want to make an announcement. I know everyone likes to know about my clothing.
Yeah, it's actually not Free Monday today. I tweeted it is Free Monday, but it's not. So
Double Monday. It's Double Cash Monday. Show's $300. So this is the new Lacoste color for spring 2019. It's coral. All right.
So your wife's gash.
Oh! Who do we have today?
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, pleasure to meet you.
You just introduced him last week in a...
He has no fucking idea who I am still.
Sorry.
You brought him up on stage last week at a West Side Comedy Club.
Ooh.
Remember?
Yeah, I guess I remember. I mean, yeah. I think you're tall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed last week.
Thanks, man.
I'm just being polite. I don't remember.
No, I did.
All right, good. He's a funny guy. Good. All right.
Got a good set.
Good. It was a fun night. It was a good crowd. It was for a Monday night, too. It was like, sold out.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. You fucking killed as a host. You were great.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
You should host every time we do this.
I'm ready to do it.
No.
Oh. You didn't really care for me?
No, you were terrible.
I still got my...
No one told you?
No, I still got my $50.
Did they tell me they're good?
No.
He gave you $50?
Yeah.
No, you know what he was good at? He was good at because he broke up the comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of times when a guy MCs, he... Like, a guy kills before you. No matter what the guy does. At the Cellar, they have the worst MCs. So, no matter what the guy does, he brings you right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if the guy kills, he brings you right up. If the guy bombs, he brings you right up. So... No matter what the guy did before you, you got to deal with his garbage. It's like having a fucking ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So what Brian would do was Brian would slow it down.
Yeah,
Brian would bring it down to a... So then you'd have...
5 minute story.
Yeah, so then you have your own new, like, fucking starting point.
Yep.
It wasn't a relay race. It was more like separate races.
I take the needle right off the record.
Yeah, because he's completely unaware that he's bombing.
Right.
Yeah,
he's blinded, drunk.
I was standing next to you the whole time, and it was like, this is
yeah. Most people,
crazy.
Most people would be like, oh, this guy. But he was like, he owns it.
Yep.
He smells it.
Yep.
He dips his fucking dirty nose in it.
Confidence.
It was good.
Thank you, buddy. Well, see, look at that. You're to 180.
I mean, from the just making sure it was ground zero every start. Yeah.
I'm not afraid to bomb. I think it's funny to do something
refreshing
different
in this day and age.
Right.
The stories got worse and worse.
Right. They did.
And they all involved strip clubs in whatever city you were from.
Yeah.
You were from Philadelphia, so we had to talk about cheerleaders. And then Landau's from Detroit, so we had to give his Ted Nugent story.
Right. My buddy showed up with an ounce of cocaine in his boot from Montreal.
Right.
Yeah. Like how every story ended with, well, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Funny to me.
5 minutes.
Right, right.
You know what? I thought it was funny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm morally and spiritually, morally and spiritually bankrupt, so.
No, you're not.
You know.
Feeling better than ever.
That's right. Watch out. I was apartment shopping yesterday, but my wife's not going to let us move.
Why?
I want to move to a classic 9 on the Upper West Side.
Classic 9.
4-bedroom with a maid's room, living, dining. I saw the spectacular apartment.
Hey, what do you want to live in?
They call it a classic 9. It's like an apartment that has 4 bedrooms, living, dining, kitchen. So that's, it's 9 rooms. So now we're up, and then you got a maid's room, and then you don't count the bathrooms. So, and anyway, I looked at the market in Manhattan right now is like really shitty. So the market
shitty for you or
shitty in terms
shitty
of
for buyers?
Prices are down. Prices are way down.
Yeah, they went down, right?
Yeah, a lot.
They were way up, and then they went way.
Yeah.
Well, they're building up too many of these high-rise condo places, right?
They also changed.
They're empty.
They also changed the law where if you buy real estate now in New York,
hey, Keith, can we say the N-word since it's not free?
He said
sure?
an N-word to that.
Huh?
He said an N-word to that. No.
Oh, God damn it. So he can say it in the green room?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, he said no.
Oh.
The other
I was told not to, you know, I'm a good boy.
You're walking on eggshells.
Yeah, walking
on,
hey,
that's $50 a week.
That's no yolk.
That's no yolk.
I got you.
Yeah, don't scramble for these laughs.
From Philadelphia. They don't like puns.
No, they don't like anything.
Wait, so what happened?
They made a law in New York State where if you buy an apartment now, you have to disclose who the buyer is. You can't buy it through a shell corporation or an LLC.
That's new?
It's new. Yeah, it's like a new law.
They don't want Arabs and Asians buying up all these and fucking oil people buying up all these fucking properties.
Russian oligarchs or whomever.
Russians. Then they bring in their whore girlfriends and they strip at Gallagher's 2000.
You know, I have a Russian friend of mine. Yeah, I say, hey, slow down. You're always rushing around.
Oh, Russian.
Yeah, good times.
How many drinks have you had?
I am 3.
All right.
That's not too bad.
Wait, so your wife doesn't want to move?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have got one with you.
I had lunch, you know.
Being in Manhattan is so much easier than...
Bark Slope, yeah.
Bark Slope? Is that what you call it now?
It's a rough
so many dogs?
It's a rough
yeah, did you write these down?
Yeah, at least...
Oh,
yeah.
Where was this the other night?
At least I didn't.
What the fuck was this?
Oh, it was there. It was there early. Yeah. And then he gives up.
Yeah. Emily...
Puns don't get laughs. That's the problem.
Yeah,
people like, but they don't laugh at them.
They just kind of groan.
They get it a split second too late.
What part of Philadelphia are you from?
I'm from Central PA. So I'm, but I lived in West Philly the last 3 years.
But you're now living here.
Now I live here. Now I live in Queens.
Astoria, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Why does everybody live in Astoria?
It's cheap.
Okay.
But that's where all the comics that's where all the comics live. I was the first one there, by the way.
Really?
Yep. I was absolutely the first comic there.
Was it a potato farm?
I was the first. I first got my first apartment there in 19. Anyway, it wasn't even Astoria. It was Long Island City.
Right. Yeah.
And then nobody lived there. And I thought, why? I thought it was cheaper. Yeah. It's close to the city. It's fucking close to LaGuardia. I don't understand. Like, every time you fly out of LaGuardia, you got to worry about traffic. So I could have walked to fucking LaGuardia. One time I did.
Yeah.
With my bags.
Like, you walked to LaGuardia?
Yeah.
Did you complain the whole time?
I don't get it. Oh, because of plane?
Yeah.
You got to do a.
I went for it.
I want to do a Boeing pun. I'm Boeing to get mad at you. You keep making these airplane puns.
I'm done.
So nobody else lived out there. Everybody lived because Manhattan wasn't that expensive back then.
Right.
So everybody lived in Manhattan, and I was like, I always thought Manhattan was way overpriced even back then. So I was the first one out there because nobody else lived out there, and then whatever, and then slowly but surely, now everybody lives there. Everybody.
Yeah.
Because I remember. I would tell people. A guy picked me up at a gig, and then I had a dishwasher in my apartment. He goes, "What the fuck is this?
You must be doing really."
Nobody else lived out there. No, I could never share a cab, nothing. And then people gradually started going out there.
You ever run a Christian Finnegan in a Greek restaurant?
No.
Okay. Well.
No, not him. Haven't seen him.
Johnny Fish, I'm guessing.
Have not seen Johnny Fish.
Moody McCarthy.
Have not seen Moody.
Oh, okay. They're all out there, right?
You know these guys?
No, I know Finnegan.
You don't know Moody, is you?
Why'd you move here? To be closer to the scene?
Yeah.
Get less spots?
Yes.
How was Philadelphia?
It was all right. New York's better.
And then where from Central PA? Lancaster?
Mechanicsburg.
So yeah, Mechanicsburg, sure. Why not?
Absolutely.
Is it on the Turnpike or 80?
Yeah, it's on the Turnpike.
It's got to be on one or the other, right?
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Past
a little bit past Harrisburg.
Past Harrisburg.
Yeah, you pick up a girl from Mechanicsburg, you know, you say to her? You know, I wouldn't mind changing your oil.
After a while, you
fucking problem.
After a while, you just
it's
give
a fucking
in.
Problem, man.
After a while, you give in. He's like a Marine man. Yeah. Can't help it.
Wait, so what was this? This is great. It's good stuff. Just fucking dropping dimes right now.
Oh, if it's a crowd here, the sad part is that. Sad part is if a crowd's here, they laugh, but a crowd at a comedy club, they don't laugh.
I bet you could have gave it a shot.
No, but he has to react to something. He can't just
I can't just.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't seem to be able to go up there and go. Anybody here from Mechanicsburg? I wouldn't mind changing your oil.
I mean, that'd be funny. That'd be very funny.
Set him up. You have to. He has to be set up.
You're gonna get plants in the audience.
He has to have plants.
Get girls from
literally plants.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wearing a fucking plant hat. He's a fucking undercover in Vietnam.
Exactly.
That's what the North Vietnamese used to wear. They would show them in the fucking thing. They would get up. They'd be covered in it. They would literally have fucking bushes.
You still watching that documentary?
No, I'm done. But they would have bushes. They would all be sitting there in a field.
The whole thing?
I got a half hour left in the last episode.
Everybody's about there. That thing fucking drags on.
No, but I got kind of hooked because I got fascinated by like the history of the 60s and the 70s. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know how it all happened.
Yeah.
Because I think I was in my 40s back then. Yeah. No, but I was like, I was around, but I was a kid, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Then when you see, like, I was wondering why Lyndon Johnson didn't run. I mean, I knew it was about the Vietnam, but I'm like, what fucking triggered it? And I said triggered.
Yeah, triggered.
Because he was a fan of the other ones.
Right. Hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? They used to yell that now.
You write that?
White House.
I did. You write that in Baltimore?
Yeah, I used to teach.
He's in Baltimore.
Oh, really?
He takes the railroad.
I'll get down there and get some crabs and whatnot.
Yeah, down in Baltimore.
Get down the ocean. Can thrashers frost. It's real nice. Crabs are going to be wet on account of how the bay's got real cold this winter. Crabs are going to be real heavy. Mustard's going to be sweet.
Same exact accent as Philly, by the way.
A little,
it?
It's a little
slight
southern.
Different, but yeah.
It's a little more southern, right?
A little bit more southern.
A little lazier.
Yeah. You know, the worst accent in the world is the South Jersey accent, I think.
I think the worst one is the Dover, Delaware. I meant to say, what is it? Wilmington.
Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah, I was born there.
Were you?
Yeah. My father said University of Delaware for for whatever fucking.
But they were testing his blood.
Yeah, testing his blood. It was 80 proof.
He had a job there.
No, he was going to graduate school.
Your dad went to graduate school, University of Delaware.
Yeah, and then he got his PhD at Johns Hopkins. But
your dad doesn't have a PhD.
He has a PhD. Although we haven't talked in 25 years, maybe he lost it. Knowing him, he drank it. He's like PhD.
So your dad has a PhD.
Yeah. And
he has no contact with you.
No, not in 25
years. You haven't
talked
to your dad in 25 years?
Don't you know the disease, Irish Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
You forget everything except your grudges.
But then, is that the one, the sister who also has some issues?
Yes.
Getting lost?
Yeah.
Like in Coca-Cola?
My half-sister, that's right.
That's his, too?
That's his, too. Yeah, I recently...
He has a PhD with a...
Yeah, me and her. I know.
He must be so proud.
No, right?
Those are his two kids?
No, and then he adopted a Chinese girl with his four wives.
I'm saying his blood. His blood.
No, that's the only one I know about. I don't know.
His four wives and he has a PhD.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. You'd think he'd be smarter than that.
He's been sober now for about, I don't know, 25 years or something. But...
And he still won't call you?
I know, right?
That hurt.
He had to drink to talk to you?
Talking about making amends. Yeah, clearly. He took me to TGI Fridays.
He sobered up and was like, Jesus, that's who my son is? Waking up with an ugly chick.
I remember being like,
This is who I've been hanging out with?
Fat girls.
Because I have a vivid memory being 8 years old and going to the liquor store with my dad, and he's buying this big Carlo Rossi burgundy, like Chablis, you know, big jugs of wine. And I go, hey, Daddy, why don't you get a bottle on the wall? It looks like I'm stupid. He goes, because this is more. Oh, Dad.
You had a PhD,
We're so different, aren't we? Yeah, exactly. How were the shows? How was Valley Forge?
Valley Forge.
Did you go to
the winter there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I freed the who? I was Abe Lincoln.
I was in
different war.
I was in Shane. I was in where was I?
Go ahead.
Where was I?
I don't know. You were in Valley Forge, I thought.
No. Where was I?
Syracuse?
No, up there. Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
Revolutionary still.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did they get any action up there?
Yeah.
It seems awfully
north. Were they fighting? Yeah, it seems a long way to go to fight.
Exactly.
In the Revolutionary War?
Somebody better line this tricolor hat with the fucking fur in it.
Saratoga?
Saratoga, yeah, but Saratoga Springs?
Totally different?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's like how there's a...
Who cares?
There's
a fuck.
Yeah. There's a town in Lehigh.
They fight in Saratoga Springs?
Like, there's, like, an Allentown in Pennsylvania, and then there's, like, an Allentown, like, another Allentown. It's, like, 17
there's
hours away.
A fucking California in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's
what he's fucking...
Is it
University
Indiana,
of California?
Pennsylvania?
Indiana? Yeah, what the fuck?
Wyoming?
They just,
Wyoming?
They just ran out of
Denver, PA?
Yeah. But do they name Wyoming after the Wyoming in Pennsylvania? Because people were in Pennsylvania before they were in Wyoming. I think they were just kind of like, let's just call it the one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, why'd they call it California? And California wasn't founded for hundreds of years, or at least 100.
California was there when California was there.
Yeah,
it was
Spanish people had it. The Spanish had it.
And the people in PA knew about it? They didn't know about it.
They knew about it.
How would they know about it?
Talking about it?
In the 1700s?
Like, Verily, hey, where is this taco I've heard about here?
They want to meet these movie stars. Is that where the Kardashians live in the California on the West Coast? No, they didn't know Dick back then.
No,
I don't think the average person did, but the people naming towns probably did.
Yeah, but they were naming after California. Maybe it was the other. I don't know. There had to be original California.
Like a chicken or the egg.
California is
been around for a long time.
California.
I bet Pennsylvania, California was named after the state.
You're probably right.
We got to call them. Too bad we don't have a correspondent there.
Rick Santorum, is that right?
Rick Santorum, yeah.
Rick Santorum.
Get him on the horn.
You remember that gay guy?
Yeah, I do.
Took his name because now Santorum, if you're gay, it means a mixture of feces, lube, and cum.
He named it so that when you Google Santorum.
Yeah, it comes. Dan Savage.
Genius.
Did it.
Those fucking fags are genius.
When they're not sucking each other's dicks, they're like
making Broadway shows.
8 minutes
they're okay.
Sex acts they have. They're real busy.
I was in Saratoga Springs. Yeah, it was good.
Did you take a hot bath? Did you get in one of the springs?
Oh, they have springs there?
Yeah, Saratoga
Springs. I was in Glenwood Springs, Colorado one time, and everyone was like, you got to try one of those spring baths.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you take a spring bath with a mineral bath with a bunch of other people.
A mineral bath.
That can't be good.
Well, it's their natural. It's supposed to be, it's good to clear up your...
Rejuvenate the skin.
Yeah, exactly.
But my skin's Irish. What can I? Well, how much can I do
get
with
in
it?
In the water, my friend.
Yeah, Shane, you're pretty pale, right?
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Do you tan at all?
No.
Really? Do you like the beach, though?
Yeah, I like going. I like drinking at the beach.
Yeah, me too.
The sun goes down.
You guys are a drinking show?
Yeah, we drink, yeah.
You drink during the show?
Yeah.
What time? The show's on Wednesday?
Wednesday nights at 8.
On here?
And fair one, yeah. I have a show on this network.
Oh, no kidding, that's
cool. What does a fair one stand for? is it a drinking thing?
Fair one is, it's a fight. It's a fight. Gave him a fair one.
You fight?
It did.
What do you mean? You fight like in the...
I didn't fucking name it. Tommy, my co-host, named it.
Tommy, he's from Philadelphia too?
Yeah.
He still lives there?
No, he lives here now. We live together.
Oh.
In Queens, yeah.
Make it legal.
Anything you want
to... Make it legal, don't you?
Speaking of a fair one.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah? Is that what you guys
fair,
do?
Give him a fair fight.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't hit us.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's cameras there.
Somebody get this guy
I got enough people. I got Gary Goldman wanting to fuck me up. I got all kinds of people wanting to fuck me.
Take a number.
Okay, I'm like a whack-a-mole.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody, as soon as I pop up, somebody else hits me.
Let me get this guy Taylor Pork Roll before he punches us in the face.
I'm a broccoli Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck me. I can't believe you're funny. I've only seen you once, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, well, come
this
on
This is great.
Famous God made me.
You really thought he was that bad? He was my sidekick?
Yeah, we wouldn't.
He was drunk that night. That was when he got into a fight. So he... Yeah. His wife gave him permission to spend the rest of the night out.
Right.
He said, "Can I host?" And I was like,
"Aaron asked me to host."
I don't know about that.
Whatever.
When?
It is. Like when I was
into boxing?
No, when I was there, he comes up. He goes, "Do you want to host?" I said,
"When?"
At the fucking Westside Comedy Club. Like
you texted me, "Can I host?"
Well, that sounds like proof.
Yeah, I have fucking documentation. It's not notarized, but you texted me. You said, "I'm coming up to the thing. You mind if I host?"
Oh.
And then,
sorry, I think Aaron also asked me at the same time.
Because I said, do you want Brian to host?
Okay.
And he goes, okay.
I'm embarrassed. I was in a bit of a blackout. Just a little teeny tiny. I remember taking a car home with Stacey Prussman. I was a gentleman. I'm a married man. Although, type
a show here. Does she have a show here?
Stacey Prussman.
Oh, Christy Monroe wants to do a show here.
Oh.
Did you like that show? We do another show. We do a podcast.
Yeah, MLC. Misery Loves Company.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was at... She was at my, and then I do a show at my apartment.
At your show on Friday, right? How was she on Friday?
Look, it's nice of her to. I'm not going to shit on the girl because I think she likes it, but she's a nice girl, but she takes herself very, very seriously, and she's like talks about like her craft. If I had to use a word to describe her, I would say she's a little delusional, maybe just
show business.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Worse than Neil? Worse than Lenny?
She's moving to Florida, and she's like, I'm going to live in, like, West Palm Beach.
Oh, she's moving there? That she's planning on moving there?
Indian guy with a half a hand on the right side.
Yeah. He's a doctor with a half a hand.
Yeah, who's a nice guy.
Oh, he don't have any fingers. He has a hand, but no fingers.
He's a doctor?
Nubs. Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's going to work with people who have a hands.
Yeah.
So he can relate to them. No, he actually he's going to work with people who like have
amputee and rehab, sports rehab.
Oh shit,
that kind of stuff.
I wonder if he checks their, you know, when you check somebody's knee reflexes, or you just bop it.
Huh?
I wonder if he does that with his fucking nub.
With this kind of ding.
I don't even need
like,
to.
Right.
6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, because it was so funny. Because she's like, he's hot. He's a doctor. So when we met him, he wasn't hot.
No.
And his glasses were—you couldn't see his glasses were steaming the whole time. So I don't know if that's a sign of like he's horny or whatever.
They met the day he was.
But then he goes to shake my hand. He's like a hot Indian doctor, and you hear about Indian doctors all the time. But you don't hear about hot Indian doctors.
No, let me.
So he wasn't—he wasn't like a big dude. So he comes in and he shakes my hand. I'm like, a fucking nub. You don't have a hand.
What happened?
You don't have a hand. So then somebody brought up Brian, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, don't say something right away. Like, I can't be like too anxious, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So then somebody was talking about his blindness, and I said, I couldn't help but notice when I shook your hand, you don't have much of a hand.
Right.
Give this guy a hand.
Yeah, exactly. So, my best.
So then he's like, yeah, I was in a car accident when I was 16. He was in a car accident. And he lost his hand.
Yeah.
So I go, you're wearing a seatbelt? He goes,
No.
You got to wear a seatbelt.
His hand looked
like a doctor.
It looked like one of those pine cones. His hand looked like a pine cone. It was just kind of like, I don't think he even had a thumb. It was like all like that. He said the seatbelt took it clean off.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, the seatbelt.
Fucking seatbelt?
Yeah, like...
I don't think he said that.
I think he said he was holding on to it.
You think a lot of things.
I think he's hanging on to it, and he said the impact, like somehow the seatbelt, like...
No, I think he was bouncing around in the car, and it bashed, his hand got bashed.
Man. So, but anyway, he was on that hint. Are you single?
No.
Okay. So, are you really gay with Tom?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys are actually gay?
Yes.
That's awesome.
No, they're not, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You and Tom, your partner, are gay?
Yeah, look at that.
No, you're not.
Yes.
They're gay.
Keith, I quit. You and Tom, your co-host, are gay.
We are gay.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For real.
Like new gay. You're younger gay guys. They're like new gay guys. They're like, they're just like regular guys.
It's cool to be gay.
Yeah, they're like Paul Lynn, you know?
Not like Paul Lynn at all. The opposite of Paul. They'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. You couldn't tell that just from Tommy's look? I mean, come on.
Tommy. Yeah, I don't know. I never met Tommy. Who's Tommy? Well, Michael Malice is straight, according to him.
Bring up Tommy Pope. So Tommy.
You guys, what's going on here? So Shane, a fucking strapping guy from Philadelphia, is gay, and Michael Malice fucks women.
Well, that's... And, speculative.
And Bill Schultz is
Bill Schultz. He's just a drinker.
Pussy hound.
Tommy. Look at him.
That's your boyfriend?
Me and Tommy.
Are you about to chew tobacco?
Yeah, I'm gay and I dip.
This is impossible. I don't believe any of this. This all feels like fake news to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gay.
No, you're gay and you dip?
Yeah.
Your parents must think like, holy shit, what did we do?
No kidding.
No, they love it.
I bet they
do. Dad and me, we swap stories about dick.
Are you serious?
Your dad's gay?
Yeah, my dad's ended up being gay, too.
No, is that true?
That fair one you guys did about shaving each other, that was hilarious.
That's crazy.
What?
We shaved each other's pubes on the show.
Yeah.
It was you and your dad?
No, me and Tommy.
Oh.
Your dad. Happy birthday. Do you like a shaved dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to stop. I'm not gay at all.
Oh. All right. I was totally buying it.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't.
I wasn't.
I know. I was already loading them up. I was like firewood. I was stacking them. I was like, who's the top?
We have a doctor with no hand, a big man who's gay.
Fat gay dude.
Yeah.
Big bear.
Well,
how tall are you?
Dylan.
Huh?
Dylan's a big fat gay dude.
Yeah, but he's got mental problems. You know what I mean? He's on some kind of spectrum.
Yeah.
I love the guy, but I'm just saying he's not. Yeah, he's not. He's been, you know. He's not like a regular straight. He's, you know, you would definitely believe he's straight, but he's definitely something. You know what I mean? You don't come off as like Thanks. You're carrying something in your baggage, in your backpack.
Yeah.
So hold on. But so you date girls, though, but do you have a girlfriend? Okay. So are you out there? Like, are you on like
I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Philadelphia?
She lives in Philly. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How's that going?
It's all right. I'm like, she just spent the last like 4 days with me.
Okay.
She just left to go back to Philly before this, and I got to go back to Philly tomorrow.
Do you guys have an understanding? So. Are you allowed to, like, date other girls up here?
No.
Okay.
She Irish?
Yeah.
Don't you be fucking around on me up there in New York. I'll cut off your cock. Shove it in your mouth, make you eat it.
You're gonna it's not gonna last. There's too many fucking dark women up here. You're gonna fall for one.
Yeah, probably.
The train. What train you take?
I like the M. I'm a big M guy.
The M is nice.
Yeah, I took the R here. I was not happy.
Well, where are you coming? How you get the M?
46th Street.
Huh? Oh, the M. The M runs on the old R line.
I don't know shit about these trains.
Train talk.
Where do you live?
Got lucky with I know the M. That's the only one. Where,
and that's 46th and Broadway, right?
Yeah. And I live on 42nd and 28th Ave. It's nice.
Pretty
15,
far, right?
Yeah, nice little walk.
So and that train, that line's closer. But on the way home, you can take either train.
You get
off
at Steinway
and walk.
Yeah,
that's a long walk, right?
30th Ave. This is fucking riveting. Should I go back to pretending I'm gay?
I mean, if you wouldn't mind.
I like train talk.
No, I like train
I'm
going
to do my own show with Michael Miles called Train Talk.
You know, could you sit over there with one of those
gay autistic dudes talking trains?
One of those blue and white
guys. I was gay.
On. Yeah.
I have such good stories. I was in Saratoga Springs.
Uh-huh.
How's gay dudes always have good stories because you always have everything's undercover.
And they're doing drugs and fucking all the time.
Yeah, but any town you go into, you're kind of undercover. You got to find the dick. You know what I mean? Especially in Saratoga Springs. There's not a fucking gay bar. They barely had a fucking chink restaurant.
Yeah, when I had
been watching too much of that Vietnam thing.
What,
a chink restaurant. Bing Dao!
I was watching, just for the fuck of it, I was watching McHale's Navy, like the old TV clips.
You were.
I was, I promise.
Where? What channel?
Fucking YouTube. I just finished jerking off.
You Googled McHale's Navy?
Yeah. And I mean,
on YouTube, you did a search for McHale's Navy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You do voice search for everything?
Yeah, I use voice search, and then I have an iPad Pro, and if I hold it like that close to my eyes, I can see what's going on.
You can see Sarah Silverman's cunt.
I can, exactly.
So at night, you had to see, when were you watching this? What time?
It's middle of the day.
Oh, middle of the day.
Yeah.
That's called free time.
Laying
you're
in
just
bed.
Screaming into an iPad.
McHale's Navy.
McHale's Navy.
Your wife walks in. She's like, oh, my God, get him to a mental hospital.
Here's like an amateur threesome, bareback, best scene ever, porn. I'll say that. It's literally like a Tourette's.
Oh, I'm
like,
fuck.
Hottest black girl, backroom casting couch, come in her ass.
And then he'll find it for you?
Yeah, it's
that
great.
Easy?
It's that easy.
Who will?
You see the porn?
Yeah.
How do you hold porn
I
like
have
that?
Central, I have very little central vision, but I like turn my head and I can.
Oh, you can
not,
get it out of the
porn. He has smell-o-vision like Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
He can smell that dirty.
I just
kind of
go put a can of cat food next to it and just go to town.
Why do you say that at the show?
This is great,
anybody
man.
Anybody have cats? Can I get some applause?
God damn it.
Yeah, right? So we
this guy's gold, I'm telling you.
McHale's
just wind him up, give him a couple of fucking red wines.
I was watching McHale's Navy, and all of a sudden, one of the guys, like one of the officers, was like, he was like a desk. He always wanted to go out
forget
like.
Forget McHale's Navy.
Pardon me?
I forget.
Ernest Borgnine's in it.
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine, because
they're always on a boat, right?
They're on PT-109s. They're like, yeah.
And who are they fighting?
The Nips.
What Nips?
Nips. Japanese people.
Oh, is it World War II?
Yeah, it's World War II. It's set in World War II.
Get that mixed up with the other one.
But there's a guy lighting his pipe, and he goes, God damn it, I want to get out there and kill me some nips. I'm like, this show's great.
So what was the other famous, the one with the guy who ended up being a perv?
Hogan's Heroes,
yeah.
Bob Crane.
At the same time, Hogan's Heroes and
McHale's
Navy?
Was a little later, because the McHale's Navy that I watch is in black and white. So I want to say McHale's Navy's like 62.
I like F Troop.
Yeah, F Troop was good. They really gave those
I'm kidding. I wasn't good.
No. Oh,
they call them Redskins?
Yeah, they call them Redskins. But I just watched it. I love the fact that it's like.
Why is Redskins bad, but Chiefs is okay?
Chiefs?
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an Indian. That's an Indian.
They want to, like, get rid of all that stuff.
Well, Redskins is a slur, but Chiefs is okay?
I think Chiefs is. Well, there's Chief Wahoo, right, from the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, but they don't like that either. But
Braves isn't great.
Yeah. I just call them Native Americans.
Redskins is definitely the worst.
Yeah, Native American
drunks.
Because
it's like. It's,
Braves is like. You know, you're fucking brave. Chiefs is like the Kings is the equivalent.
Right.
Redskins is like the N-word.
Redskins is pretty much just like.
Because I was at the
Darkies.
Casino in Foxwoods. I'm like, hey, where are these Redskins at? Because I want a new dealer.
Right. Right. Many moons have passed.
Since I hit 21.
Slot machine tonight has spirit of great father.
Oh, my God. This is what we do. I don't know. I got to watch your show to see if it's see how to do a good show.
It's not good. It's not
I got
good.
So excited.
Wait,
it's you
and your buddy sitting there?
Me and Tommy, yeah.
Getting drunk and swapping Philly stories?
People in, yeah.
Who's, does Tommy, is he a comic?
Yeah.
Where does he go up?
Tommy Pope. He likes to ask comics where they go up, even though nobody ever...
I'll tell you what. This is where I went up last night.
Where's that?
Fucking Dangerfields.
How'd you like it?
That's rough.
Whoa. Horrible.
Never do this show.
They don't have an audience, right?
Oh, my God. So I went... So I reached out. This guy asked me if I wanted to do spots up there. So I said yes.
It was like a produced show?
Yeah. Wednesday and Sunday.
Bob DeBono?
No. But I did this show Wednesday. There were fucking five people in the audience.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, hopefully Sunday's better. Nine last night.
They should have just combined them.
It was a fucking nightmare.
And the audience is shell-shocked because they're like, it sucks for them, too. There's only nine people. And then the audience, the comics aren't into it. Nobody's into it.
Comics, you know? I don't know who they are.
Brad Trackman.
I know who he is because he's a Philly.
Sure is.
He teaches some classes in Philly.
He has a comedy university.
Yeah, he's a real fucking...
Right.
He sucks. Why? Do you not like him?
He's got a summa cum laughter. No, he's fine.
Brad's a nice guy.
He's friends with Cumia.
Yeah.
He did something on his book. What do you call that, Garrett?
Co-wrote?
Yeah, co-wrote. But there was
ghost,
two co-
ghost wrote or
ghost,
or
two ghost writers.
But his name was on the cover, so it's not a ghost, really.
Yeah, no. It's not a ghost. Ooh,
Reggie, my mother, I was raped by my stepfather.
Brad Garrett was.
Yeah, I'm Scooby Doo's autobiography.
He teaches comedy in Philly, right?
Brad Trackman.
Where?
Brad Trackman, not Brad Garrett.
He used to be at Helium, and I think he switched.
They bounced him.
I think they bounced him, and now he's over at Punchline teaching the craft.
I want to teach comedy. I just wanna,
you should.
And I watch guys and be like, you really stink.
You fucking suck.
Because they always want a positive affirmation. I just want to go, listen, it doesn't look good. You know, you could beat the odds, but it doesn't look good. I would have said it to fucking Jim Gaffigan when the first time I saw him.
Right. Because Brad Trackman comes out like in a black turtleneck and he's like, what's the sound of happiness?
He's smoking a pipe.
And he's like, laughter. Laughter. I want to hear everyone here laugh. I want to hear you laugh. You make a laugh. You make a laugh. You make a laugh. That's right.
Now the ladies.
Now the ladies. Now this side of the room, make a laugh. Other side of the room. Now everyone whose birthday is in a month with a letter in it that's a vowel, you laugh.
I used to do that. When I used to do warm-up, I would have the people, I would do laugh exercises. Sure. So I would say laugh. They would laugh a couple times, then I would go laugh, and then go into an applause break. And they would do it perfectly, and it would make me laugh every fucking time. Yeah.
Where were you doing warm-up?
The sound of it, it makes you happy. Like, laughter into an applause break.
Griffin show.
Yeah, and then Mike Douglas back in Philly when he had John Lennon as a co-host. Imagine having John Lennon as a co-host. John Lennon and Yoko Ono as a co-host.
It's pretty awkward when you're not
Mike Douglas. Right. He was on Mike Douglas, right? Merv Griffin. Douglas had the co-host, right?
And Yoko Ono would come down. They would shoot up heroin and then come down and sit on the couch.
Yeah, and fucking...
not Dick Cavett.
No, they would co-host with Mike Douglas, because I think Mike Douglas did the show in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he'd be like nodding off, it's great, man. Yeah, my wife's an Oriental, you know.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Half an hour later, you're horny again.
I did warm up at Spin City. You remember Spin City?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was just
did you ride a bike there?
Why, because it was a spin?
The wheel spin.
It was a good job, though.
It's great.
Pretty good.
Well, remember,
I met Steven Spielberg there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you pitch him like E.T. 2? E.T.'s Revenge?
I pitched him. No, you know, it's fucked up. I was doing I never did warm up, never did audience warm up. I used to MC when I used to go up places. Sure. I would MC. So I knew how to like fucking start from zero. But I never did warm up. And, you know, and they said there might be, it was the first time they did, first episode of Spin City. So. I was doing pretty good, you know. I was a little nervous at first. I'm doing pretty good. And then I'm just looking in the audience. No, actually, they said they were cutting to a scene. So I just scanned the audience, and I fucking see Steven Spielberg in the audience.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
I almost fucking swallowed my own dick.
Talk about Close Encounters of the Celebrity Kind.
So then they do the scene, and I'm like, I'm really nervous. Like, I'm like, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
What am I going to say when the scene's over?
Right.
So I'm like, well, I can't all of a sudden be panicky. I can't, because I was calm that whole time. I can't all be like, hey. Like, hey. I can't talk no more.
Is he a Parkinson's too?
I mean, it was a rough life. But I was fine. It was fine. Then he wanted to meet me. I did so good. He wanted to meet me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, I see you as a...
No, the guy comes over, the showrunner comes over, and he goes, somebody wants to meet you. And I was talking to Michael J. Fox's wife. And so she was in the audience. And
Carvey.
So I go, he goes, somebody wants to meet you. And I go, okay, I'll be right there. He goes, no, right now. So I'm like, what? So I just walked down to the stage. And Steven Spielberg wanted to meet me. Can you believe it? Then I'm talking to him, and I'm like, I said something. And I go, yeah, I was really nervous when I saw you. And I was kind of freaked out. He goes, yeah, I was going to bring an E.T. puppet. And
he said that, really?
Yeah, he made a joke. I go, wow, you're funny, too?
Yeah, wow.
I go, you're funny, too? So then somebody else brings somebody else to meet him. And then he's like, and then I'm done.
Right.
It's like talking to the Pope. Yeah. They like literally, then the showrunner just grabs me. Because I would have stood there all day waiting to talk to him more, you know?
Sure, right.
Like a hot chick. Yeah. And they literally, and now my time was done, and now he's talking to somebody else.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It is like the Pope, though. Like, he probably...
No, he is the fucking Pope of show business.
Be nice to you for a minute. He was, like, cordial.
Yeah, but he wanted to meet me. I wasn't if you want to meet me, give me more than fucking 1 minute, you cocksucker.
Right.
But that's how it is when you're the
Jew Pope.
Yeah, Jew Pope.
That's what I always say. I go, with the Jews, nobody knows who's in charge. So I said Steven Spielberg. I mean, for years he's been like the top fucking Jew.
I had a really funny...
But he was funny. Michael J. Fox was funny as shit, too. He was like naturally funny guy.
Yeah, he's been in...
I'm saying like a lot of actors, a lot of comedians aren't even funny, but like Michael J. Fox...
Let's try to do
it. How we can agree with it. No, Michael J. Fox, he would, when I would do audience stuff, he would come to the audience, he was always funny.
Right.
Until he got and then the disease started kicking in, and then he was nowhere to be found.
He's just working the martini bar.
No, it was sad because they would, by the end of this first season, or maybe the second season, he would take long breaks. And they go, Michael's not feeling good or whatever. Michael's not ready. So then I had to like talk and talk and talk. And I was like,
right,
nigger, please.
What's it me, Keith?
We'll take that out.
Cut that.
Are we going to take that out? This is...
Yeah, it's 237. It's 237. They can take it out.
Yeah, it's funny. I had to do some shopping today with my wife, and we have an in-drawer microwave.
If wife was black, you'd be doing some shoplifting. Am I right?
Exactly right. How'd you get these Newports, honey? So we had to go to in-drawer microwave, and so it's like one of these, it kind of goes flush into the kitchen, you know, and it goes...
I'm not even listening. Start over?
Okay. We had to go up to Coney Island Avenue in Midwood, which is like...
Coney Island Avenue? Yeah. You take the M there? Doesn't the M go to Midwood?
No, we drove my car. My wife drove the car. We drove out there.
Oh, that's unprecedented.
Yeah. So we
get to get that job.
We got. I think she's going to take it. So yeah, we're looking at it. Yeah.
What job?
I can't remember.
When you say you're looking at it, you're just joking because you can't see.
Right. I'm like, she's working at a pet store, like right here.
Who's this?
It's Michael, who challenged you to the wrestling match.
Oh my God, is this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not doing this, are we? I didn't oil down. Hey, Michael wants to wrestle me. Let's just make out.
Arm wrestle?
No. I'll play.
I know wrestling, but I don't want to get into trouble. I don't want to get my back hurt and sue everybody.
Thank you, Michael.
Where are you from? Upstate?
No, I'm from Long Island.
Nice.
So why are you so late if you want to wrestle him?
Like talking to a microphone.
Well, I could you do a little
He's a real pro.
Well, I could do it. People are going to want to hear this.
I thought about it, then somebody to convince me not to do it.
Okay,
so.
Well, good, because I would have kicked your ass.
I would kick your ass, too.
You're going down, brother.
No, you're going to go down.
All right. You guys are wearing similar shirts, so that'll be real gay.
Is yours also coral? Is it a coral color?
He's got
shirt?
A big, he looks like a rat fucking insignia on his shirt. What is that?
It's a polo shirt.
It's like a big, big ratty kind of a polo. Oh, it's actually a guy on a horse.
Yeah.
Hey, you sound pretty unstable.
Oh, that's a dog. Oh, actually, you're right. It is a horse.
I don't mean to be so Philly.
You thought it was a dog?
For some reason, I was thinking. I'm not thinking right, because this guy freaked me out. He walked in. I thought it was Keith, and I'm like, why Keith change his shirt?
I'm not Keith. I'm.
But you guys kind of look alike from the back.
No,
I touched Keith's.
No.
It's pissed.
I touched Keith's arm like walking past him.
Oh, it's so warm.
He's in good shape. Like,
is he?
He's for a man of his age too. Like he's very.
He's not even that old.
Well, he's older than I am. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Brian, was the boxing match?
It was good. Did you see it? It's up on the.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine.
Monday.
I mean, it was good. I mean, I think I won. I think Anthony's being nice by saying that we did a tie. And
yeah, everyone's a winner now. Everybody gets a trophy. Yeah. Even the blind.
I won a participation trophy.
I thought, who do you think punched better, you or Gino?
Well, I think I did. Plus, yeah. He was drinking Jameson's out of the bottle. Like, I mean, I'm not Mickey from Rocky, but I don't think either. Like, Mick Rocky, you gotta have at least 7 apricot sours before you fight Clubber Lang.
So. And you get that chicken.
Very nice Speedo. I thought your junk was gonna.
Isn't that
pop
hot?
Out.
Yeah, well, I bought
there's
that.
There's a lot of rumors that your junk isn't what it was. But yeah, I said he was.
You
he was
have a good dick.
I have a good dick.
That's what happens when you go blind. All your dick gets bigger.
Yeah, what like cock devil?
It's like your senses.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got wants to even things out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No.
Oh, but I said, well, you know, when you're running or you're fighting, I think your dick gets smaller as a self-preservation.
Sure.
Those little booty short things, they were like made of plastic or something.
Yeah,
so
they were tight. They were constricting the blood in there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what happens when you would play football, and then you have to get in the shower afterwards. Yeah, you know, it was post-practice dick. It was the worst dick you could have.
Yeah, exactly. So
post-practice
even the black guys suffered from
black,
it?
And there was a lot of black guys on my team.
And they didn't.
Their dicks were great.
Still
great.
Even post-practice dick, they still had great
dick. That was
dick.
Their post-practice dick?
Imagine Jesus their pre-practice Christ. Dick.
Insane.
My mouth is fucking watering.
Oh, me too.
So, Michael, I'm telling you.
How'd you have black guys in Mechanicsburg?
I was in college.
Where'd you go to college?
Elon University is in North Carolina.
Elon Gold University?
Yeah.
Not for nothing. Musk.
Elon where?
Elon in North Carolina.
How far in North Carolina?
Get a scholarship?
Yeah, but then I quit.
Why?
Went to Army and I quit, and then I went to Elon and I quit.
Wow.
Oh, so you're a real
now you're a danger
yeah,
field.
Yeah. Now I'm a danger
field. It's a real rocket ship, this career of yours.
Don't have him hit you. How big are you?
I'm like 6'3".
And what were you in your playing days?
Still the same height, but I was like 300 pounds.
For real?
Yeah.
Were you a tight end?
No, I was an offensive lineman.
Ryan likes that tight end.
Who is?
You're offensive lineman and you just quit because you got sick of fucking black guys hitting you in the head?
Yeah, that's about it.
No, because they come at you. They defensive linemen, they just hit you in the head.
I was just Army, I quit right away because that sucked.
Right.
And where were you stationed?
Sucked. No, it was just West Point. It was the military academy.
You got into West Point?
You got accepted to the military and you quit?
Yeah.
Thank you for
your service. You could have played football there, right?
That's why I was there, yeah, to play football.
So they gave you basically a free ride up
there?
Well, you get a free ride anyway.
It's free, yes.
Okay, relax.
Just telling you.
So you got accepted to West Point. Everybody wants to get in there, and yes. You're like, I'm quitting. Your parents must fucking hate you.
Oh, it was great. I've told this story before.
And they how did you tell them in a
I told them right
Western
away.
Union?
I told them, yeah, you had to fucking write letters.
I believe it because they didn't have no internet back then. Well, they didn't have Wi-Fi.
Dearest mother and father.
Yeah, pretty much.
This army business.
I hope this letter finds you.
Yeah.
I hope this letter finds you well. I'm coming home soon. Make me some scrapple.
Beautiful
son.
I'll probably be home before this letter arrives.
Yeah. I was.
That's really
so
good.
Here's what's great about it. So the way they train your parents to, like, when they're like, your kid's going to want to quit. You're going to get a phone call when your kid says he's going to quit.
Fucking genius.
So I called to be like, yeah, I'm fucking, this sucks, I'm leaving. And they train your parents to be like, well, you're not allowed to come home. You're not allowed to stay here.
How many did you even start football? Football camp was already started, right?
No, this was fucking boot camp.
You go through boot camp first.
Yeah.
Right.
And
when do you start boot camp?
Right away.
What do you mean right away?
Day one.
What's day one? In the fall?
June.
Oh.
Pre-season.
So you have boot camp before you have college before football.
Then you go into college football and then the season.
Wow.
And then school starts and
wow. Yeah, so the regular guys have boot camp and then they send them home?
Yeah.
So hold on. So
No. You stay there the whole time.
So
especially
tell your
freshman year.
I want to hear the story.
Well, then, so my parents, I called my parents and they were like, yeah, you're not fucking coming home. You're not allowed to stay here if you leave. So then I wrote them a letter that was like, you guys are fucking losers. You didn't do anything. This is hard. Fuck you. And then I got home. They were like, yeah, of course you can come home. So then I'm home and a letter comes and that's like, you pieces of shit. So I'm just laying on the couch.
You didn't try to find
it? No, I didn't fucking.
You forgot?
They got a letter that was like, you guys are fucking losers. You went to Clarion and Shippensburg. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
I'm out here trying to fight for your freedom.
Yeah.
But I'm quitting.
What year was that?
2007.
Nice.
But it might have been a war you had to go to, right?
It was a war. Technically, I'm a decorated veteran. I was honorably discharged. And I joined.
How are you honorably
you
discharged?
They're not going to dishonorably discharge you if you quit.
Did you go through boot camp though? Did you go through boot camp?
Yeah,
but what war was going on?
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wasn't over by 2008.
You need to watch that
documentary.
It ended
like this year,
huh?
It's still
going on
now.
They've been pulling out troops since. I'm right. Didn't Obama wasn't at the end of pulling out troops?
I should have pulled out. I'd have a sailboat by now. Kids are expensive.
This guy's all right.
How did you not get into West Point? God,
it'd be
dude,
so funny.
Sharp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He started going blind when he got the wet. They had to ship him out.
I actually am a Navy SEAL. I don't. They made us do every Friday. We had to do 15 push-ups. Fucking nightmare. But Saturday was we had a Sunday bar.
Nice.
It was nice. Yeah, it was all right.
So then your parents didn't have a problem with you coming home?
No, they really didn't care. I mean, of course they were fucking
Central
disappointed.
You're an only child?
No, I have two older sisters.
Oh, so, all right.
Are they single?
Yeah.
Are they also 300 pounds, 6'3"?
Yeah. Yeah, they look like me with wigs.
With a weave.
Yeah, big
So then you went to another school to play football and you quit that.
Quit there, too. Turned out it was football that sucked. Not necessarily the military.
Oh, so you would have stayed in the military if you didn't play football?
I mean, preseason at Elon, which was Division I AA, so it was still, like, hard.
Black
still
dudes.
Good. It was a bunch of black, way more black dudes than on Army.
Yeah.
Army's a bunch of whites.
Yeah.
They're easy.
Well-disciplined white dudes.
Well-disciplined white dudes.
You can still win with them. Watch Virginia tonight. You well-disciplined white dudes.
Why don't you march, motherfucker?
Right. You can go a long way with well-disciplined white dudes. Okay, so it was football you had a problem with. Because if you're not going to make the NFL, you take a beating for 4 years.
And the scholarship I was getting to Elon was minimal. So it was like, I'm basically doing this for free. And when you're a freshman, and I was red-shirted.
Oh, God.
So it's like, I'm just...
What does that mean if you're gay?
You're just red meat.
Red shirt means you. Doesn't count as a year of eligibility. So yeah, I still have four. So now I have 5 years.
You still got to practice, right?
And now you practice harder.
Yeah,
you're on the scout team.
They don't need you. They can just beat the fuck out of you.
You don't travel to the
it's
away
like being
games.
Being a fluffer in porn.
Yeah.
Like you do all the work and you get no fucking glory.
It's not that bad. It's $40. So anyway, so then you
quit and you're like, I'm done with college.
I was like, I'm done with football. And then as soon as I quit football, I just stopped going to class.
Wow.
Just drank.
So
it's fun.
And then that's what you do now? You just drank? You never went back to college?
I ended up going home, to community college for a little, and then I transferred to Westchester University outside of Philly.
Yeah, Cassidy went there.
Yeah.
Great mushrooms.
Westchester University. Yeah, my mom still lives out there. Not all the way out there, but...
You know. Right.
Yeah.
And what was your major? Comedy?
History. Yeah.
History of quitting.
Whatever, you history blind of, fuck. Shut up.
Don't get a medal. Hey, you eat some Philadelphia. You don't even know the New York rules.
God. Let's go to Tioga. Get some crack.
So then your parents, and then you lived at home and you went to Westchester University?
I didn't live at home. I lived at Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah. And I sold cars.
You sold cars?
After school.
In Westchester?
Right. You sold cars.
And then I moved to Spain.
Really?
I got back from Spain and I started doing stand up.
Would you live in Spain? What'd you do in Spain?
I was teaching English.
Really? Did you get a lot of pussy?
No.
Any pussy at all?
No.
Were you trying?
No. I was in a relationship.
Oh.
And she was in Spain?
No, she stayed home. I stayed faithful.
Yeah, you're a real long distance guy.
It fucking sucks.
It's the Irish thing. You're just like, I'd rather just drink than look for pussy.
One thing you should have quit was your fidelity. Everything else. And think about it, you'd be a decorated army guy now over there in Afghanistan killing nips.
One of those Afghani nips.
All those Afghani nips and
any nips in here?
You got any nips in here?
Pardon me, nip check. Do you like
this Vietnam thing? It's so funny because they would check for fucking whatever weapons, and then they would just burn the village anyway. You know what I mean? They would check for fucking gooks and weapons, right, and whatever rice, and then they would just burn everything to the ground anyway. People are like, "You fucking asshole!"
Yeah.
I'd be like, "You cocksuckers!"
Yeah.
What a fucking miss. You know the whole thing with it, I mean, I brought up when they started bombing whatever 2003. Was it 2003? I was in fucking Vegas when they started bombing. Fucking is that when they started? Yeah,
2003.
Yeah, that's when they started. October 2003, right? Or September or whatever.
March.
Yeah, March. Yeah, it was March. So I'm in Vegas and they start bombing.
It's trip.
It's on the TV.
And by the way, did not see that coming.
No. Storm and Norman.
That he would know?
He fucking would nail that. I thought.
No, it was March. Anyway, so I'm talking to my cousin who was a Green Beret in Vietnam. I go, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be a good war. I go, if Bush and Cheney had fought in Vietnam, they wouldn't be doing this because I know it's a fucking nightmare to go into another country unless you absolutely have to go there. It's a fucking nightmare like Vietnam was. And my cousin, who was a Green Beret, goes, no, they're right to go in. And then I was watching a fucking Vietnam thing, and he's like, the Green Berets had to do all the fucking grunt work. They were the first guys into Vietnam, and he still thought that. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But fucking Iraq was just as bad because you're going and you don't know who's who. The problem is with these wars, they don't know who the North Vietnamese was and the South Vietnamese because they all look like gooks and nips,
yep.
Whatever the fucking term is. Where they all knew who the fucking Americans were because we all look like Americans and we're wearing uniforms.
Yeah.
We're wearing a three-piece suit to mix it up. But any black guy or white guy, they just shoot them. They don't. It's a fucking.
Sent over our nips.
Exactly, to confuse them.
A little nip on nip battle.
So it's the same with it's the same with Iraq. It's the same with Iraq. People don't know in Iraq. They don't know who's who. No, nobody still knows who's who in Iraq and fucking in Iran and all the Afghanistan. They all look the same.
Yeah.
Like the Attell joke. Attell goes to perform for the troops. He goes, it's hard to make guys laugh when they look like the kind of guy you want to kill. I mean, because he looks Middle Eastern with that fucking, right?
Yeah.
So they all look Middle Eastern. They know who you are. You don't know who you're supposed to be killing. It's a fucked war. Anyway, go ahead, caller.
When my uncle was in Vietnam, he would do a thing where he put clothespins in his eyes. And he had that big flat hat. And he was just going, a thaw. And then he would shoot him. Really got real close.
He would trick him.
He would trick him. He was smart like that.
Speaking of that, the district attorney of Brooklyn wants to make it legal for prostitution in Brooklyn.
Awesome.
So that's going to be good. Because if I was in Vietnam, I'd be fucking all these bitches. That's a fact.
Michael, you ever go to Rub and Tugs out there in Long Island?
Where's the best one? Near the Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't go to Rub and Tugs. I mostly go to Sapphire's on
60th Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
You come all the way to Manhattan?
Yeah.
You have a special girl there you like to visit?
No, I mostly go for the porn stars, the features.
Yeah. Who do you like? Who's your favorite porn star?
Oh, God. Right now or all time?
He starts taking his, whips his dick out. Oh, don't bring that up.
Pulls out like a big lebger.
No, are you talking?
I'll make it easy for you. Of all time.
Savannah.
Oh, wow. You're going old school.
Chasey Lane.
Oh, very old school, too. These are early
videos. I live on Chasey Lane.
I have a lot of her old DVDs from Wicked. Jenna what? Jameson.
Jenna Shore.
Chrissy Canyon.
Wow, big titties on her, huh?
Kobe Ty.
Kobe Ty, I remember her.
I like the gay porn version of her, Kobe Beef.
Janine.
Is there Kobe Beef?
Janine Lindemuller.
Yeah, I love Janine. I met her a couple times.
Oh, I met her at
Janine Garofalo.
Like the guys who would meet porn stars.
He used to do porn. He did porn.
I met her at Exotica.
Okay, yeah.
He quit because of boot camp.
Remember, she used to feature dance
porn
with
boot
Julianne.
Camp is fucking brutal. Remember you got to suck a lot of dicks.
It's great we're having two conversations here, Michael. That's great.
Look how he's too dumb to stop.
No, I'm not.
It's my show, and he keeps rattling on about porn stars.
I'm interested. And give me somebody.
Oh, no, now you can finish. Now you can finish because I'm finished.
All right.
More ways than one.
Give me two more. Then the men's room is right down the hallway if you get a little worked up.
Yeah, I know. I got a piss. Okay.
I got a piss. He talks like Gilbert Gottfried. I got a piss.
I got a piss.
I got a piss.
That's great. It's like he's in the room. All right, so two more. What do you got? Heather Hunter?
Heather Hunter.
Okay.
And Ginger Lynn.
There you go. She's classic. Yeah. She gave Charlie Sheen AIDS.
Hey, look at this.
You look good, man.
Is this you at Sapphire?
No, that's Shane Wilde.
Okay.
Is that you, though?
Yes, that's me at ABN.
Okay.
Oh, you're a big porn guy,
Look at you, man.
So you don't have a family? You live by yourself?
Yeah, I live by myself.
What do you do?
What do you tell your wife? Like, honey, I'm going away for the weekend. Going to Exotica.
You don't have a wife.
I'm saying if you want.
Oh, if he did, he went
those
to
girls.
The,
I like them.
Going to the AVNs.
Michael, you don't have to answer this, but have you ever ordered like a private? Have you ever like fucked a porn star?
No.
Okay.
Who has that kind of money?
Talk to me after the show.
Do you guys know Michael writes porn scripts?
You do?
Like dialogue and everything, yeah.
I used to, but not anymore.
With him as a star.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Michael, your dick is so big, and you're so smart and gorgeous.
That's what they all were. It was great.
You're such an amazing man.
My dick is very small.
Yeah.
You're what small?
My dick.
Oh.
That's good news.
Even Superman is not as good as you are. So you're an astronaut and the president of the United States? That's amazing.
And a small dick. I love you, man.
I love small dicks. You're in luck.
I love a small dick. These big dicks, yeah. They hurt.
You mind if I eat your asshole while you go to have Chick-fil-A?
I was watching porn the other night. The girl was sucking. No, he was about to come. He's jerking his, she's been blowing him for half an hour.
Wow.
And he's jerking off. He's like jerking his so he can come. And then she's licking his asshole. I was like, I need more of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I came so hard. Holy shit. The people in the next room are like, hello?
Really? You guys are into getting your butts licked?
Oh, my God.
It's never happened to me.
Really? That seems gay.
I don't give a fuck. Then sign me up.
I don't like it.
Boot camp, I'll fucking take it all.
You wouldn't last a second in boot camp.
No, I'd be complaining the whole time. Be like, who's that guy with the four bars on his thing?
I would, yeah, exactly.
All the generals would be like, well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, because even fuck, I would be like, going into Iraq? Come on, let's stay here.
I got a gold star for that rim job.
I would not make it in the military. I think most people wouldn't. You got to be a certain fucking mentality.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You ever see the Bruno where he goes into boot camp?
Yeah.
Fucking funny as shit.
So funny.
Right. He like puts this big belt.
Bruno,
Sacha Baron Cohen. Like he's got these two drill sergeants and he goes, so what is on your uniform? He goes, Dolce Gabbana, hello.
Yeah. It's really funny. D&G belt.
They didn't know who he was?
They didn't know who he was, right.
How did they not know who he is?
You know what? A bunch of the troops did.
But,
so while they were all drilling, people started yelling. They talked about that was a really hard one for them.
Okay, gotcha.
A bunch of the soldiers recognized them.
How did he even get into the thing to shoot it?
Yeah, I don't know.
They just put it as like a news piece to root for fucking recruiting.
Like, and he was supposed to be a soldier?
It was supposed to be like a day in the life.
Do you want to pull up for 1 second? You want to watch it?
No.
All right.
No, I'm not a fan.
It was like me.
Yeah. So anyway, so now, do you on the road?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Where do you go? Where do you go?
I open for Dan Soder a lot. That's
Dan Soder.
You guys look alike.
Yeah, both big baby faced. Yeah.
He really has you as his opening act.
Yeah,
it's so weird because let me get a guy who looks like me to open for him.
Outlet Mall version of me.
Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, straight from Shippensville or
Shippensburg.
But I tell you though, I was trying to listen to Jim and Sam with Dan Soder and a bunch of other guys, and they're all talking about wrestling. I couldn't give a fuck about wrestling.
So sad.
I actually went with Dan to wrestling on. I don't give a fuck about.
No.
But I went with him on Friday night. It was pretty fucking cool. We
sat
right up front.
Where?
Barclays. Yeah, Barclays Center.
Oh.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
So Jim and Sam got him tickets?
No, this guy who writes for the WWE.
Oh. Well, he does all the voices. Soder does all the voices.
Yeah.
For what?
Being into wrestling, I think that's fucked up, you know?
If you don't
But to act like people give a shit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I guess I guess Sam just thinks like, well, a lot of people are into it, but like, I would drive, if I had a list, I swear to God, when anyone talks about superheroes or superhero movies or fucking wrestlers, I'm like, come on, man.
Punch out immediately.
No, we can't even get along with black people, you know? So it's like, let's focus on what's wrong right now. Bitches. I can't go along with bitches.
I can't sit there with a straight face and be like,
why would I watch Spider-Man?
Yeah, right. So why am I going to go to another fucking planet? Or watch pretend guys fighting. Like, I don't even understand the appeal.
No.
Big guys pretending to be fighting, not getting along.
With a straight face, Sam's like, so you think you're going to take the big match on Saturday? I'm like, it's already scripted. Like, it's done. Like, I mean, I worked in wrestling. Like, I get it, but I don't understand how people like it. I can't watch it. I mean, I'd rather watch somebody, like, hit my kids in the face and watch wrestling.
Yeah, that's when you almost agree with women. Like, dudes are like idiots because it's all dudes, and it's like, how can they like wrestling? It's mind-boggling to me. I don't get it on any level.
I remember I was coming back from I was on a bit of a bender in Scottsdale, Arizona. I know, right? And I was coming back, and everyone had these chairs with them on the Southwest flight. And that guy, that actor,
they brought a chair.
Yeah, that you can like, you get your chair, like, or so, you can buy your chair.
Buy your chair at the event.
Yeah, so it's like a big thing to have like WrestleMania chairs or something. It's a real weird.
I broke my elbow falling down the stairs at the subway. How am I going to do a wrestling match?
No. Although I have been shopping for a china cabinet, so if there's ever kind of a wrestling event where I want kind of a break front for the living room, where we can kind of, I want to showcase stuff and make it utilitarian.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. What?
I was just saying I need a piece of furniture. Maybe if they were, I would do a wrestling.
Michael's
show.
On his phone. I think we lose Michael. Alert.
So Michael, yeah. Michael, it's been 40 seconds since you haven't jerked off. Michael's like, I got to go.
So you've never had a wife or a girlfriend?
I had a girlfriend years ago.
Yeah, they're dumb, right?
Yeah,
they got
cooties. It's just like you're
talking about grade school. You had a girlfriend? How long?
No, no, no. Back in 2006, 2007,
when he was in boot camp.
Yeah, I was in boot camp.
Right.
You guys both had a rough patch.
The greatest sex.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
You had the best sex.
He really talks like Gilbert Godfrey.
We had the greatest.
We had the greatest sex.
She had a cunt like
I mean, I.
And then what happened?
What made it so great?
She shipped off.
No, it was just like her father was getting into our relationship. It was like...
Oh, you broke it off.
No, her father did.
Her father got involved.
Her father wanted to...
Fucking this weirdo.
Yeah, right.
No,
was she 11?
No, if she was that great, maybe her father wanted her back. He wanted to fuck her.
Right.
Was it anything like that?
No, she was 19. I was like... 25, we broke up.
That's not too bad.
Long Island girl?
Yeah, Long Island
Real
girl.
Mouthy?
Right.
No, not really. We're just two horny fucking dogs. I mean, like...
Nice.
Fuck on a railroad?
On the railroad?
On a train coming into the city.
We never did. We almost went on the Opie and Anthony show, and we were going to actually have live sex.
On the show?
Yes.
And everybody's going to see your little dick.
Yes.
Don't worry.
That was the sell?
Yeah. I mean...
Be proud of that tiny cock.
I know.
Right. Wait, you can... anybody can get a regular-sized dick or a big dick and fuck on the radio, but I'll get a little dick. I have a special little dick.
You're right. I got a pitch for you. I got a one-inch cock. This girl's father hates me. I don't want to fuck her.
I'm from Long Island.
What do you think? Will you pay for a train ticket?
You can be round there. Trip? Come on, give me a round trip.
Yeah, come on, be there 2 hours.
One way? What are you, cheap fucks?
Mine Sbarro's gift card.
So then that was like how many years ago? 15?
That was like 12 years ago.
So now you're just on the porn. You're like
been on porn since 18.
Attell's in love with porn. He's been like that forever. Never had a girlfriend.
That's just as weird to me as wrestling.
Yeah, I just think
never had a girlfriend.
Porn.
I just think it's
I think it's fucked up too because it's totally like not normal.
I think it's the most honest way to enjoy entertainment.
Do you?
Because you're jerking off and you're the hot girl and you're fucking, everybody's coming and there's liquid's flying around. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than Star Wars. I mean, right?
How many times you come when you watch Star Wars?
Once, I mean, I tell you, the Princess
once?
Leia, you know, once they, that Sarnak looks like my ex-wife's cunt. That thing that they, in the desert.
You don't even have
Sarlacc.
Sarnak is from Carson.
No, that's Karnak.
Karnak.
You don't even have an ex-wife. He's like Rodney. My ex-wife. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, Michael, my go-to right now is Nicole Aniston.
So you got no future prospects?
No.
For dating?
No.
Do you do those? And I'm not.
You have a job?
Yes.
It's like I fix radiators. No, but I'm not being funny, but is there an app or a dating
Finally.
Service? Yeah, right. It's bound to happen. Is there a dating service for people that have small penises?
I don't know.
All right, it's worth a Google.
Yeah, but who's going to set it up? Not women. Women aren't going to go there.
Some guy. I don't know. But I'm saying women. There's got to be women that fetish like guys with little dicks. People
not
have
many.
Like,
not many.
It's got to be at least 100.
Garrett, can we see if there's a fetish for a website for little dicks?
Guys through little girls that like little dicks.
They were saying there was one girl and she died last year. And that's it.
Died of embarrassment.
She set it up and then she died.
She's like, I live for nothing. There's no point in any of this.
Yeah. So how little is your dick? Are you just set? Are you just making this up, or is it?
No. It's about like 6.
That's great. What are you talking about, man?
You got a 6-inch dick on a big frame like that?
Sounds kind of hot to me.
Yeah. You got a good frame.
Get you in a steam room, start
kissing
your neck.
I think we're talking about a man's frame. We're sitting on a couch.
A good frame, dude.
Let me see your hands.
So you got to. So, but women don't complain, right?
He hasn't known a woman since 12 years.
I mean, like, all the girls right now, it's like this fucking Me Too movement, and it's like fucking scary. I mean, like. Even if you go on the first date, it's like it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you can't even rape them.
No, it's like
that's a downer.
I just
living in strange
times. I just want to like
Florentine calls it the dead ball era.
I just
for fucking
just like I wish some girl was honest with me and says,
hey, you want to fuck? I was like, sure. I mean, like, what me and the girl I was dating at the time, we went on the first date, and we just had sex.
First of all, if you were famous, they would fuck you.
Yeah.
If you didn't brag about your little dick all the time, and you haven't had a girlfriend since...
You just said it was a six. That's good.
Yeah, right? And you haven't had a girlfriend since the since 2007.
Yeah.
You know, they get kind of spooked.
Spooked.
I can't believe you didn't make a pun on that.
Well, I'm treading in thin water here. I don't know.
So, no, you got to... I don't know if you're the catch you want to be at this point. You know what I mean?
And also, you should a little romance too, Michael. You know, you should go on Tinder or something, get a nice photo.
I do, and it's just nothing fucking.
Maybe go on Grindr, get your confidence. You know what I mean? Have a guy suck your dick because I think guys are complimentary about you.
He likes Janine Lindewald. He didn't want no dick in his mouth. Or the other way
around. How about the other way around?
So the stubble.
You're not gay if a guy's blowing you, are you?
The stubble. You got to make sure he's really close shaven. I tell you, that's double.
Is there a lot of gay stuff at the boot camp stuff in West Point?
I didn't see any. No. I jerked off in a room that a bunch of dudes were sleeping in.
Oh, wow. You have to. They know that's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure one guy had one eye open. He's like, look what the private McGillicuddy stuff do over there.
That's all one eye open McGillicuddy over there.
Comes over, starts massaging your back.
I would have taken it.
That looks like
desperate
fun.
Times, man.
Yeah, no kidding. You walk around the woods up there in Westchester just jerking off on trees.
No, it's West Point.
Hey, West Point's in Westchester.
No.
Oh, it's right. Orange County. Sorry. Is it Orange County?
I think it's Putnam.
I'll put them in the Ritz. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, put them on the Ritz.
I don't know if people would think about this show. It should have been a free show. We got Michael here on the fucking couch with his blue shirt.
Sure.
So you talk to women. Dante, you know Dante Nero? He says, and I bet this is true. He says you got to talk to women all the time if you're single. You got to start talking to women randomly because it's like stand up. If you do stand up once a week, you get nervous. If you do it every day, you don't get nervous. So if you talk to women all the time, you just talk to them on a train and maybe go into a little Gilbert Gottfried. You know, some of his greatest hits.
Let him know you sat on the couch at Burning Bridges. Yeah. You'd be fucking swimming in pussy.
I did take...
I'm going to get head off this, for sure.
I was...
Right across the street from Bill Schultz.
I'm going to get my dick sucked at Planet Fitness.
I was here for In Hot Water.
Okay.
Stop bragging.
Damn, you definitely got laid.
Right. And what happened, Michael?
Guaranteed
and
pussy.
What happened was,
he just wore the In Hot Water t-shirt. He never knows how to, if the host is talking, shut the fuck up and then wait till I stop.
He started before you did.
I know, but it's my show.
But listen, I took Brad Trackman's psychic intensive class. It's a 72-hour class. And he learned, you know, he said it's important.
How much did it cost?
It was $1,800.
You paid him.
Yeah. It's important to listen and then talk. That's what I learned from Brad Trackman.
What were you saying, Michael?
So basically, they had this men activist woman that called in, and I asked her if she was a lesbian. And mostly these men activists, men's right activists, say that they're straight, but I think they're really gay.
Well, these days, if you're gay, just be gay. Am I right, everybody?
I don't know.
No, she had very short hair, and I saw her, and I asked if she was gay, and she denies it.
Well, we have that girl. That girl is in the Navy. She comes in.
Andrea.
She looks really gay, but she claims she's straight. Who wouldn't want some dick?
No, but she has long hair. This woman...
She has long hair. Well, is that basic, huh? She's got long hair.
Yeah, right.
Are you serious?
A neatly trimmed mustache. It's fine. Tickets to Lilith Fair. So, all right. Well, this has been a fun show.
Has it?
I don't know.
It's about
Are you active on social media?
I am.
What do you do on the social media? Give us your handles.
It's at Shane M. Gillis.
Is that like Dobie Gillis?
Yeah.
G-I-L-L-I-S?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you on Instagram, too?
I am. Same. It's all Instagram and Twitter, at Shane M. Gillis.
How's it going on Twitter and Instagram? What do you like better? What do you like better, Instagram?
Instagram. I don't like Twitter jokes. I just like pictures of people.
Yeah, because it's idiotic. People are idiots.
Yeah.
You put up a picture, people are like, they give it a like. They don't want to read.
Yeah.
People are fucking morons. Michael, what are you looking at? I like how he's at the show. As soon as he's done speaking, he goes right on his phone.
He's
a reporter at the fucking White House. He's like, he asked his question and he's done.
Right. Anything else for the friend? It's like that old lady that was like for the president.
Yeah, UPI. She finally died.
Yeah, the one she was like from Kennedy all the way.
She was with like FDR, I think.
And she said something at the end of her life, and she was like, "Palestine is for the Palestinians." She's like 95 years old, and
sitting on that the whole time.
Virulent anti-Semite.
Yeah,
comes out.
It's like, oh, that's fucked up. If you say anything pro Palestinians, you got to be anti-Semitic. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
but you can't. That's how the Jews get you. You think let's get a solution. You're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic because you want a solution to the fucking Palestinian situation.
I had to buy that microwave today, and the Orthodox Jewish guys, all Orthodox Jews in this place, Driggers or something on Coney Island Avenue, and the guy goes,
Bagels?
Driggers, by the way. But Drimmers. That's what it is.
Who cares?
It doesn't really matter.
They're a new sponsor.
Give me a deal. He goes, if you mention the name of my shop, I'll take $20 off the microwave. Shlomo, you got a deal.
Who goes into a fucking juice store to buy a microwave?
They own AJ Madison.
What part of Brooklyn?
Midwood. So out there,
You drove there to get a microwave?
Yeah, well, we didn't actually buy it there. We had to go out there and, like, look at it, and then they're going to deliver it and install it.
Try to Jew them down?
And it was funny because my wife was there, and the guy goes, I hear somebody in the back say to some other girl, Mazel Tov, and I didn't know who she was. I told my wife, I said, that's Jew talk for good luck. And then I said to the guy, Shlomo, I said, Shlomo, have you ever heard of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
His name was Shlomo?
His name was Shlomo, yeah.
Lena, Ray Ellen bit.
It's really something else.
How do you feel about that?
He just laughed. He was having a good time.
He's trying to make a sale. Of course he's going to laugh. Exactly. It's like a stripper laughing at you, George. Like, they just want another $20.
You have a break.
Michael's
room?
Looking at his watch now. Thanks, Michael. You cocksucker.
Michael's making a quesadilla. He's pulled out.
He came here to wrestle you, and now you won't wrestle him. So he's like, show sucks.
If I'm going to go jerk off.
I thought somebody wanted to arm wrestle you.
I think so too. A lot of people want to like do stuff now, but I'm retired.
That's busy.
One big thing, and we're done.
I gotta be honest, you don't want to wrestle Mike.
He's a big guy.
He'll get you.
Yeah. He'll get that 6-inch dick in my ear.
He hasn't got laid in 20 years, so he's a little.
Hey, Brian,
that physical
how much do you weigh?
Might get him fired up.
Throws me down my stomach, starts fucking me in the ass. He's like, I'm into this. I just back up into it. I'm like, no, please don't. Please don't.
Not again.
Not again. Bite my ears. Spit in my mouth, Michael. Spit in daddy's mouth.
Call it Joe Biden now.
Fat little pig. Yeah, exactly. Holy shit.
So you're into history or no? Yeah?
Yeah, I like history, yeah.
What's your favorite century?
Favorite century?
Yeah.
Jeez.
11th century?
Like Alex Trebek. Favorite century?
I grew up outside of Gettysburg. I loved the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about then your
Civil
act.
War guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Civil War is fucking crazy.
Civil War is wild.
And that was true? The guys would just, they weren't like organized? They would just walk north
to
fight?
No, that was a joke, yeah.
I was in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Ocean City, Maryland, like years ago, and I was leading the thing, and then I would take
This better have something to do with the Civil War.
We had to take a bus back, and I'm on the bus. It was me and my then-girlfriend, and we're sitting there with all these Civil War reenactors, all Confederates. Nobody wants to be in the Union. Nobody wants to be in the Union. They all want to be Confederates.
Is that true? They're all Confederates?
Yeah, they're all like fucking fat guys from like Delmarva Peninsula.
I saw a reenactment. I saw a huge reenactment at Gettysburg. And it's just fat guys.
Yeah, it's just fat
guys.
Pretty
great.
Yeah.
Because in the Civil War, did you fart or laugh?
Oh, great.
Someone farted. It's only one guy.
What, like Family Circus? Not me?
There's one guy on the couch. There's a fart. You fart? Nope.
You just fart?
Must be the couch.
I don't know.
It may be the couch.
A lot of squeaks.
Wait, it's fat guys? Because fat guys can't get laid. They got nothing else to do?
You're a Civil War reenactor. You're fat.
And they're always from for the South.
Yeah, a lot of them tend to, yeah.
And they're always like, because really the Civil War is
fought
by like,
guys, yeah.
They're all fought by like 15-year-old boys who like.
And they have the uniforms and everything?
Yeah, they fucking stay in like tents for a week. They
really?
They go like full fucking Civil War.
In Gettysburg? They go to Gettysburg?
Yeah, they did it at Gettysburg, yeah.
And who they fight? Nobody?
There are northern reenactors too, yeah.
It's not as many. They have to like.
But yeah, the dudes come from the South and they like are actually like state pride right. And fucking.
Wow.
Yeah.
You kind of forget the South has legitimate reasons for not liking the North, you know?
My dearest Timothy, we are out of Coors Light in our tent. Perhaps you could pass us one of your keystones as we fight this war of Northern aggression.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Like you're a black guy, and you're like just driving by, and this guy's like, can we just fucking, like, really? They also do World War II reenactments in Ohio. They do like, oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, because there was a congressman, and he had to, like, step down because it turns out that, like, he's running around in Nazi uniforms.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like,
I'm an actor.
Right, exactly, right. Never start a land war in Russia. So, yeah, it's good times. I like to do Phoenician War reenactments. So we, yeah, I get a big spike. I'm a Hoppite. Hoppolite, whatever they're called. Yeah. Did you ever get far enough in West Point? By the way, what does that do for you? No, does it taste good?
Yeah, it's just like smoking.
Okay.
You get a nicotine thing?
Yeah.
What does it do? And then how do you feel?
I've done it enough that it really, it's like a smoker smoking a cigarette. It really doesn't do that much.
Isn't it really bad for you, though?
It is very bad.
So didn't a baseball player lose his fucking mouth?
All the time, yeah. No, it's not good for you.
A bit more cock in there, though, am I right? You and Tom have a good time.
Yeah.
You lose your tongue. Don't they cut out your tongue?
Might lose it.
Hey. Oh, Tony Gwynn. Yeah, Tony Gwynn, he got fucking...
Yeah, Jim Kelly from the Bills.
They cut your
That's what he got it from?
Yeah.
That's what he got all his...
I don't want to speculate on that, but yeah.
No, I know Tony Gwynn said, Tony Gwynn was like, yeah, don't fucking chew.
I can promise you guys something. If they cut your tongue off, I'm going to get my wife a can of Skull for our anniversary.
it doesn't even matter.
No, I don't think.
Copenhagen, I just met him.
People used to complain. They didn't even stop complaining.
People stopped complaining.
They're like, whatever, you can't. You can't fight it. Like, it's only so much you can do.
Your anniversary will just be like, hey, honey, you put it back here. Here's your dipping cup.
Yeah, but women think it's disgusting. I mean, it is disgusting.
No one likes it. Yeah. No,
it's disgusting. Really,
it is very disgusting.
I mean, unless you're on a baseball field where you can spit on the grass and you can spit somewhere, it's you know, even football players don't use it because they'll get stuck on their fucking
Yeah. Well, football players dip during, like, because you go to meetings all the time.
Yeah.
You're just always in fucking meetings.
You're telling me. 2 days sober.
No, so they dip at the meetings?
Yeah, you sit, watch film.
And you just dip.
What do you watch, like Newt Rockne?
Yeah.
You just smoke cigarettes. I can see smoking cigarettes. I mean, at least other women smoke cigarettes. You know, you can talk to them outside of a bar. I was before that, but I could at least
don't do it to get pussy. I'll say that.
Exactly, because you're not getting any. I'm saying if you smoke and you're outside of a bar, you can talk to women who smoke. You both have the same habit. You know what I mean? But this stuff, women, I've never seen a woman do it.
It's like putting dog shit in your mouth.
Yeah. Really.
I mean,
how's that?
It's pretty rough, but at least I get a buzz.
At least, see, I didn't even know he's gonna have like all that gold
right there.
Bam, out of the gate.
Michael, you got any questions?
Anything else, Michael?
No, not really.
I like he grabs the mic for that. This guy he went to Brad Trackman's radio university.
Did you do the audience workshop?
Step one, move the stand out of the way.
I would be like, bad for stand-up.
We
got to
get Brad Trackman up here.
If you break wind, deny, deny, deny.
It's like the bully, the blue shield. All right,
folks, we're taking a quick smoke break. We'll be back in 10 minutes to talk about the art of clapping.
Deny, deny. I'm just glad I didn't have to shit today because I had a fucking diarrhea.
Diarrhea right now?
Diarrhea.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
You still have that hernia?
You know it's fucked up? I took a shit last night and then I weighed myself before and after 2 pounds.
You shit 2 pounds last?
Yeah, because I weighed myself. My wife has a scale in the fucking bathroom. So I'm like, let me just.
A lizard?
Because I knew I was going to have to take a decent size shit. So I'm like, let me just weigh it. It was 2 pounds lighter. And then I took another shit this morning, and then I'm 5 pounds lighter than I was before my first shit. I'm at Bill Schultz's ideal weight, 143 pounds.
You guys have a squatty potty, right?
Huh?
You have a squatty potty?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't use it because I'm just living on the edge.
You know what that thing is?
Yeah, I shit with one today. We got one. Yeah.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
Weird. Like, you and Tommy?
Yeah.
You guys do the little double decker action?
My roommate? Yes.
Double decker.
Yes. Sit in my lap.
Double decker shitting.
Like, little fat legs out. So you make one room for him. It just kind of gets in the middle there.
You guys have one bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough with a guy.
Having roommates when you're 30 and above is pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, talk to Bob Biggerstaff. He's like,
he's got like four.
No, he's living.
Soder has still a roommate. Doesn't he have enough money to get his own place, or he doesn't want to?
Yeah, I just think he doesn't.
Just likes having someone there while he's not there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's his bet. I mean, if you're traveling a lot, you might as well have a roommate because you're not there, and then someone can make sure there's not a fire.
Mike Vecchione has like cop face anyway, so it's like it's good to have him like, living there.
Mike Vecchione, he's one of my favorites. I'm not even just saying I hate everybody, but Mike Vecchione's very good. I liked your act too.
Thank you.
because I like to hit. I like anybody who's not talking about the same old shit. I'm a bit of a history buff myself. I'm really not, but I was like, yeah, talk about something. Talk about something that's not just fucking the same fucking safe fucking shit. Right? Am I right, Brian?
I like Trump jokes.
Pro or against, it doesn't matter.
Pro are pretty fun. Right. I do a lot of pro.
Yeah, pro Trump jokes are funny.
Except, you know what sucks was when we were all, when Compound, all the Compound comics, every single comic was like, yeah, I guess that's not PC anymore. Not supposed to say that. It's like every single comic so far has been like, you fucking gay retards.
Yeah.
Sorry, not allowed to say that.
No, but the funny thing was, you didn't have to worry with that crowd because they were all, except for that one table, because they were all Compound fans.
Yeah, that was wild.
Fucking cunt to the left. And then I end up shitting on her anyway. The you could tell the liberals because they fucking, their hair was curly.
Yeah. She enjoyed my stories.
You couldn't even see her.
I think she enjoyed my stories, though.
You what?
She enjoyed my stories, though, I think.
Yeah, it was a lady and her sister and then her kids and her the husband.
Her kids?
Yeah, she had two kids.
Like little kids?
Oh, they were 18 like 20, and 20. Yeah. I don't even know why she was there. I think they were there for a different show. The Janine Garofalo hour.
She doesn't show up there?
No, but she should.
God, how does she even pay rent?
How does she? How is she?
Not for nothing. Where's Janine Garofalo?
She's been making. First of all, she has no kids, and she's been making money for a long time. She's got probably plenty of money.
Yeah, she can do colleges and stuff too. I guess
I don't know about colleges, but they'll put her. She'll end up. She's fine.
Yeah,
she should be in one of those CSI shows, like the lady sidekick cop. Where she's like real cynical. She's like,
like really, really PC. The cop's like, I heard the purpose of mulatto. She's like, easy. That's mixed race.
Purpose of mulatto. Like,
who's gonna write that dialogue, Michael?
Michael,
I have the purpose of mulatto.
Of mulatto. Have you heard of pornography?
Janine Garofalo walks into the room. My cock is so hard. She starts sucking my tiny cock, and I come down her unfunny throat. The end.
On their own funny throw. People used to think she was hot. I don't know.
Well, you know, I almost fingered her, as you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good...
Really?
That was one of your first stories that you ever told.
Yeah, like, this guy's gold.
We first met.
Uh-huh.
No, it was the terrible story.
Yeah. No, I was on ecstasy at a long dinner party, and I was sitting next to her, and I was so fucked up on ecstasy that I was literally... Sweat was pouring off my face. My shirt was so completely thrown.
Yeah.
And I kept going, I am so into you. And I was trying to trace... I was going, guess the letter. I was drawing letters in her hand, and I was like, which one is that? She's like... And she was kind of into it, like... She was kind of like... Because I was cute back then, a little bit.
And he wasn't blind, either.
I wasn't blind back then. This is like 3 years. This is like only 3 years.
How the fuck did you go blind?
Oh, it's a genetic nerve disorder. It's boring. But anyway, so we...
Boring to us. We love to hear about it.
Right.
Over and over and over.
I was over in Afghanistan.
Sighted people love to hear blind people stories.
Fuck, third tour.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does stink. But
that's all right.
Funny, the guy at the wine shop the other day, he goes, yeah, I looked at my stick and he goes, what's that, a microphone? I say, I just love karaoke. I just carry this. I carry a giant orange and white cane around me all the time so I can.
Fuck, it was hereditary and you don't talk to your dad?
It's a genetic nerve disorder from my mother and I barely talk to her. But yeah, so it's called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. So it's like my
You're going to the doctor next week, right?
I'm going to Atlanta. Watch out, Pink Pony.
Last time he went, he had to see the doctor, and then he was doing blow the night before at a strip club. So the doctor's like, "Well, you seem a little." You're like, "Yeah, I'm all fucked up. I'm all juiced up.
These lights a little bit. It's fucking bright in here."
But the guy's going blind. He flies all the way there for a special doctor, and he does blow the night before.
Well, I wasn't gonna do it, but the stripper had.
So you like the smell.
Yeah, exactly. I was in the VIP room in the champagne.
Hell yeah, man.
It's disrespectful if you say no to a stripper.
I don't want
to
fit.
Yes, and with strippers.
Yeah, we you know, Grant really marched on, or what's his name? You know, Sherman. The Sherman really ruined that town. So here I'm a Yankee. Would you like some of this Bolivian marching powder as I rub against your freckled cock? Don't mind if I do, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want to laugh too much. Some, I might shit my pants.
Like a biscuit sandwich before you do some of this.
Hey,
ho. Do you like drugs?
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Oh, you do everything?
I do some drugs.
I do some drugs.
What do you tell your girlfriend? What does she do?
She does some drugs.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
You guys just party a little bit?
Yeah, she's young.
How old is she?
She's
14.
She just turned 24 this weekend.
Oh, that is young.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been with her?
A couple months.
Oh, where'd you meet?
A show. She came to a show.
The Wawa?
Just going to say Wawa.
At Helium in Philly.
Does she talk like this?
Opening for Dan Soda?
Yes.
Actually, you know, as a feature, you can almost get ladies here because once you're done, you can kind of hang around, and then they go to the bathroom. You can isolate them. It's like It's like if you're hanging around the bar or you're just hanging around because you can't disappear. So you're hanging around. The girl comes out. You know, maybe she don't like the headliner. Plus the headliner, sometimes he has a harder spot. He's got the fucking check spot.
Shitty spot.
All that shit. So he gets paid more, but he's not. Anyway, so then you're just sitting there. She's like, you're funny. And yep. Then there's not all these people walking around because they're all watching the fucking show.
Exactly.
So it's easier to get pussy as a feature. I've been saying that for years. I wrote a book about that.
Yep.
No, plus you can get a meal. You can't eat after the show if you're headlining because the kitchen's closed.
Yeah.
So you can eat. You do your show. You make less money, but you get to eat a nice meal. Because even if you headline, you got to wait the kitchen. If the kitchen's not closed in between shows, you got to hurry up and eat because you got to talk to the fucking people after the show. And then when you're done with that, you got a half an hour before the next show starts. So you got to eat quick. The feature is like such a cushy spot.
It's a nice spot in the show.
It's 25 minutes that you follow a shitty MC.
Yeah.
It's funny because I know Dan's, Dan's having a pretty good career, but if I was him, I'd change my first name to Vodka End. That'd be great. Hey, how you doing? My name is Vodka and Soda.
I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
We got it hard.
Yeah, just how Michael likes it.
Let's do a plugs and draw and drag him out so we can kill 5 minutes. How long's your show? An hour and a half?
Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half.
But you do one show a week, right? Do another show? Do you do a separate show with him?
I have a podcast.
What's it called?
It's called Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that. So it's with a different guy?
Yeah.
You fucking him, too?
We fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
We fucked, yeah.
You ever watch gay porn, Michael? By accident? Like I did one time, one weekend?
Yeah, really? How'd that go?
Night after night.
Like, I'm turning this off. No,
gay porn is just...
Oh, it's too much.
Too friendly.
If you ever think you're gay, watch gay porn for 30 seconds. If you get 20 seconds, you're gay. It's nothing to even
My friend was pushing tranny porn onto me, and I was like, I'm not into that at all.
No. Tranny porn?
All the fucking ladies, guys, fucking clavicle while they're fucking. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wait, what are they showing? I don't know. What are they showing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's two guys with dicks?
Porn. Well, no, it's a tranny fucking a lady.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's basically
Jim Norton, the Jim Norton story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played a clavicle in high school.
So your friend who's straight tried to get you to watch tranny porn.
Yeah.
You didn't care for it at all.
I'm not into it. It's not for me.
There's only one dick, and you still were offended by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's like tranny fucking a lady.
It's basically watching porn, except now the guy has tits.
Wait, is that what tranny sex is? A tranny fucking a lady?
Sometimes a guy fucks. I mean, there's a lot of just trans. A
couple variations.
Yeah, there's a couple.
What's the point of being a tranny? Who are you into? You into women or you into men?
I think, yeah.
There's a whole spectrum of sexuality out there.
Yeah, that's why it's like weird.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. It's like, I like to dress up. I like to dress up too, but I want to.
Me, it's just Filipinos. That's it. Just Filipinos all
dick in my mouth.
Well, that Janine Lindemolder, that's what she does now. She gets fucked by trannies. That's the one that she's with that tattoo guy. Michael, jump in here if you want. But she's
probably not getting as much money doing
that. She's like 45 now.
Yeah, so she's got to branch out. It's like when you're comedy, you start doing cruise ships.
Any porn?
She was for a while. I've watched some of it, Michael, believe me. And I tried to jerk off to it. I'm like an open-minded guy, but didn't go.
Didn't go. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I watched it for a minute, I was just like,
You tried to jerk off to it, or you just watched?
I told my friend I would give it a try for him. Oh. And I watched it.
Why does he want you to watch it so bad?
He was raving about it.
Wow.
Yeah. I said it's not for me.
Raven. Sounds like it's for the birds for me. Raven.
You really saved this whole show.
Yeah, actually, yes.
It really does. You don't think it's going to hit home, and then a lot of these, well, you'll be thinking about how funny they were on the way home.
I came in here shocked.
These are
dropping bombs right away.
Some of these are way homers.
Uh-huh.
So, you got anything to plug, Michael? Is that your real name? And you're all family, they all live in Long Island? You're a Long Island guy, born and raised?
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody ever moves to Long Island. You're either from there or like nobody's like.
Yeah.
No, I'm originally from Phoenix.
From Maine.
Right. I want to live in the angriest place in America, so I moved to Long Island.
Where there's no parking.
There's no parking, and there's traffic everywhere, and everyone's
super mad.
Yeah. We're going to the city.
So we met some people in Saratoga Springs. They were originally from Long Island.
So they moved up there.
They were so mad still. It was like so refreshing. Saratoga Spring hadn't mellowed them at all. The one lady was she taught you know, in the audience. She was like, she was a teacher, and then like special. And then after the show, she goes, "These fucking retards will fucking kill you."
Fucking water as hot as shit in these springs. Fuck you.
So mad.
Long Island people are bathed if you want to get wet.
People think Philly people are mad, but they're not compared to Long Island. Long Island people are just vicious.
I think Long Island people tend to be, they're fucking gross.
They're just mad. You do a show, you meet them after the show, they're all mad. They just had a good time and they're still fucking mad. They're just mad.
It's a shitty accent.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. They do like vodka. I always wonder about that one.
Mike Francesa, the sports guy, he can't even say his own name. It's Mike Francesor. There's a fucking ends with an A, not an ER. He can't say his own fucking name, and they gave him a job anyway. Yeah. Anyway. All right, so, Michael, you got any plugs? And we love Long Island. I know Keith and Kumar. They're all from there.
Okay, you can follow me at MichaelGavinLE1.
All right.
LE1?
Yeah.
You picked a hard one for them to remember. LE1. What's LE stand for?
Lee. L-E-E.
Gavin Lee?
Yes.
That's your name, Gavin Lee?
Yes.
But one. So there's another Michael Gavin Lee out there. He's like, shit.
He's killing it.
I gotta go one. Fuck.
I wonder how many more. Gavin Lee, I'm gonna follow you. On Twitter and Instagram, everything?
On Twitter.
All right. Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Do your plug one more time, please.
I already did it.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Shane
M. Gillis.
M like Mary?
Yeah.
Woo!
Mary Gillis, that's my yes.
Right.
May 11th, I'll be at Helium.
Hey,
come to that Helium Philly, mm-hmm. May 11th.
And your girlfriend, she'll be there.
She'll be there.
Does she get worried that you're going to pick up other women since that's how you picked up her?
I don't think. I think she's all right.
Go to Club Oasis. Ask for Pamela.
What's May 11th? That's a weekend.
It's a Saturday night, and I'm doing the late show, and Dice is doing the early show. So
you're working with Dice?
No, I'm just doing the other show.
It sounds like kind of a gamble to me.
Why?
It's a dice. It's a real roll of the dice.
Oh my God! I didn't even get that. It's rare that people will do a. With all Dice Clay's done, they do a gambling dice reference.
Right.
That's why he's special.
Brian P. McCarthy.
That's why his dad won't talk to him for 25 years.
One of our family members.
His mom is hiding from him,
exactly.
A blind man.
BrianPMcCarthy.com. Remember, guys, go to the shop. 20% off
A
everything.
For K.
No, different promo code.
What?
Capital letter H.
That was
capital letters H. Capital letters.
What do you sell?
Shut it down.
All kind of shit. Capital letters HIV POZ. HIV pause. So HIV POZ, 20% off aprons.
Not sure for HIV positive.
Yes.
You're selling aprons and shirts?
Apron shirts, coffee mugs, all kind of stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's fun. And then, of course, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you.
Kevin Brennan. I don't even know. It's Kevin Brennan 666, right? Is that it? Yep. Instagram and Twitter. Twitter sucks. I mean, Instagram sucks. I love Twitter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Spend hours a day on Twitter.
He's not a young man. Like, Instagram's for the kids.
Is it? Yeah. What, kids like pictures?
Yeah, like pictures, stories.
We're dumb. We like pictures.
Or like.
You could see chicks you went to high school with that are hot.
I guess. Yeah. Bobby Kelly videos.
See Bobby?
So sad.
You know what?
You know what, dude?
Yeah,
that's
the carbs,
a good
weight comes right off, dude.
Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter, Instagram. Misery Loves Company. All my links are on the fucking website, on the Twitter. That's why I like it, because it's all right there.
All right there. Thanks again.
Facebook,
thank
I got,
you, Booth.
I wanted to read a thing from my Facebook. Somebody found us Facebook. Let me just read this real quick.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
No, because that's the thing about Facebook. I have two fucking Facebook. I have two Facebook things. I don't even know what's what. Am I right? Or everybody? Now I can't find it.
Saving the best for last. Really going out with a whimper.
Where is it? I just had it. Now I can't fucking get it. Now it's not coming up.
Oh, well.
My thing. Anyway, a guy sent a real funny fucking Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm dead inside. You make me laugh like I did when I could still remember what joy was. I'm borrowing money from credit cards to pay my taxes, but I still subscribe to your Patreon and Compound Media. They'll have to pry your bitterness from my cold dead hands. Make a special. I'll buy it. Denzel Valance.
That's really nice.
That was beautiful.
It's nice.
Yeah. He don't have money to pay his taxes.
He's dying.
It's like under a bridge, like laughing, like an old computer, like laughing.
He's like a homeless guy. I saw a homeless guy watching on a portable TV, like literally on 6th Avenue. The store was closed. He's sitting there watching a show, laughing. I'm like, I don't laugh when I watch sitcoms. I'm like, this guy must be crazy, or this must be a very special Seinfeld episode.
McHale's Navy.
Yeah, McHale's Navy. All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks. All right. Yay.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that was fun.
I thought I sucked, but thank you.
Oh, it was fun. That's the whole show.